These your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Eggleby. The Stop and the club are continuing to be linked with Ajax boss Erik ten Hag as they explore their managerial options. Ralf Rangnick isn't expected to be given the Old Trafford job at the current moment, with the Red Devils instead looking elsewhere. And it's the Ajax boss who seems to have leapfrogged Maurizio Pochettino when it comes to being the Red Devils' number one choice to take over. United are said to have recently made contact with Ten Hag as they explore the possibility of the 52-year-old coming to the club, having been at Ajax since 2017. However, it remains to be seen where he stands in Amsterdam following the recent departure of Marc Overmars. Moving on, reports suggest that Anthony Martial's time at Sevilla will not be extended past the summer. The attacker was signed during the January window purely to bolster Sevilla's surprise pursuit of the Liga title, with the club not looking to extend a further loan agreement or make any permanent deal. The 26-year-old, who's valued at around €47 million, is unattainable for the Spanish club owing to his high wages, and looks set to be heading back to United. Finally, Andy Cole is under no illusions about the size of the task facing United on Sunday, but is adamant that a derby victory can be secured if Rangnick's side are in tip-top form. The treble winner, who also represented City later in his career, knows all about the All-Manchester encounters and appreciates anything can happen on derby day, regardless of where the teams sit in the table. It appears imperative that United get their tactics right against a team that often dominate possession, but as recent visits to the Etihad have shown, they can be got at on the counter-attack. For Cole, it all comes down to whether the side he scored 121 goals for between 1995 and 2002 can produce their best levels in what he says will be a stern test. That's all for now. We'll have more later.